Live from the Staples Stadium, I'm John Wells, and this is Sky Jazz.
Hello and welcome to Sky Jazz. It's Monday, the 6th of May, 2024, and we're coming to you tonight from Delhi. It's my favorite place here in India.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you, Wendy. As ever, we are going to start the show by taking a question from a listener about stargazing and general aspects of astronomy. So, Wendy, what have you picked out randomly from our mailbag today?
We have an email from Cameron Hulto, someone living right here in Delhi.
Fantastic. Isn't it great to hear from a local skygazer? They say, hi, Sky Jazz. I've got a question for Wendy. Oh, okay. Wendy, where's Uranus?
That's a great question. Well, Cameron, it's interesting you chose this planet. If you're listening along at home as we broadcast, you should be able to see the night sky. If you look to the south, you'll see Mercury, also a perfectly good planet for the amateur astronomer to view. Venus is there in the southeast. Mars is also up there tonight. Mariner's Valley is one of the largest geographical features on Mars. It's the Grand Canyon of Mars. I'm told it has a wonderful sky bridge and great artichoke dip. So is Jupiter. You can also see Saturn. Saturn is a Stetson, while Jupiter is a fedora. Saturn has cowboy chic. And you can safely say Saturn is your favorite planet without anyone mistaking you for an admin on 4chan. Neptune. So many options. And yet you chose to ask me a question about the seventh planet of the solar system. Humans call it the sideways planet. Has it ever struck you that it's actually human beings that are looking at things wrong? I'm pretty sure this beautiful planet doesn't have structural inequality or pasta salad. This planet rules over technology. It's the caretaker of change, of a new world. In a sense, in a trite quantum mechanical sense, every little decision we make brings about a new world. Everything we do, or choose not to do, by action or omission, creates a new universe. A universe exactly identical to our own, except for a tiny change, like what I chose to wear this morning, or whether you remember to bring an umbrella with you today. Maybe, just now, in this parallel universe, I walked over to the other side of the stage, or maybe I took a little drink of water, something small, something inconsequential. It probably makes no huge difference in the scheme of things whether I took a sip from this glass of water or not. But that's a different universe, living its life without us. Maybe that universe is just the same as ours in every other way, but there are other universes. Maybe there's a universe in which I never came to Delhi, and Cameron never wrote me that email. Or maybe we came on a different night, and we didn't get his email in time. Or maybe there's another person that calls themselves Cameron Hulto, and thought it would be a good idea to write me a letter like this. Maybe, whatever city I'm in, I receive this same letter from a different Cameron. Sometimes even large decisions we make get lost on the waves of a world made up of millions of ripples, ripples other people create. But sometimes those tiny ripples grow. Sometimes the beating of a butterfly's wings, or a finger hovering too long over a send button, can have huge consequences. And by the time we realize, those little eddies spiral into something much larger, something we can no longer control. And sometimes, more often, change isn't something we do. Change happens to us. If there's one thing you can say about change, Cameron, it's that it's hard. Change is painful, and I get the sense from your email, you're trying to use humor to cover some kind of pain, to ease it for yourself and for others. Is that what you're doing, Cameron? Are you afraid? Is it change that you fear? I suppose you can't answer. But I should answer your question. Step outside into the street. Look to the east. Look up above the horizon, about 55 degrees. Can you see a little green spot? It looks like a star, maybe a little closer, and a little colder. Was that what you were afraid of? Do you feel a little silly now, being afraid of that tiny spot, billions of miles away? That planet's light takes over 2 hours to reach the Earth. So if change is coming, you wouldn't know. Not yet. Maybe not until you close your eyes at the end of the day. Don't close your eyes, Cameron. Keep looking. You can't predict change. You can accept it. You can reject it. But how? How do you reject the sky, Cameron? Is that what you want? To reject the sky? How do you reject the reality of a planet 14 times the mass of Earth, and 60 times its volume, spinning on its own axis in defiance of your normie expectations of what a planet is supposed to look like, how it's supposed to behave? Wait. That's weird. Does it seem like it's got a little bit bigger?
Well, I'm afraid that's just about all we have time for. But we'll be back tomorrow, broadcasting from a completely different city with a brand new episode of Sky Jazz. Thank you.